Not long ago, Sally Dwyer was checking her email at the Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. She found an intriguing message. It said the Southeast City had been selected as the best town in Alaska for young families.
When I opened it, I went, how'd they find out that we're one of the best-kept secrets in Alaska? But then I realized that obviously they did their homework and discovered it on their own.
The recognition comes from a California website company called NerdWallet. It's one of those high-tech research firms that gives its employees catered lunches, happy hours, and company trips to cool places like Lake Tahoe. But mostly, it bills itself as a consumer website, providing independent comparisons of credit card charges, banking costs, hospital ratings, and so on.
We kind of go into all of the major decisions that you'll have to make, major financial decisions, and we just provide information that helps consumers make better informed decisions.
That's Divya Raghavan, a NerdWallet analyst. She says Petersburg hit number one for its ratings on three key factors. One is schools, no surprise there, with the town hitting 9 out of 10 items on NerdWallet's educational checklist. Another is growth, including population and the economy. The third just might surprise you if you've been to a grocery store lately. It's affordability.
So we looked at the median home cost and like monthly owner cost, and Petersburg as well is like pretty affordable for the average family compared to other towns in Alaska.
I think people would be a little surprised to hear it's considered affordable.
Yeah, I mean, Alaska is notoriously expensive.
Raghavan says the ratings are based on a model using U.S. Census Bureau information, but there's a human hand in there, too. NerdWallet does other lists, such as Best Cities for Working Women and Best Towns for Recent College Grads. You get the picture. But it's still a business. It researches and publicizes these lists to bring traffic to its website. Still, Raghavan says they're based on real information.
These definitely aren't due to chance. They're due to very conscious decisions that the residents of these cities and the governments make.
Back at Petersburg's Chamber of Commerce, Sally Dwyer hopes that's true. She's going to bring the best of rating up with her board, and she already is thinking about plans.
And I'm hoping that we can use it with our marketing tools when people want relocation information, that we can send them this clip and say, you know, this is what quite a large number of people think about our town.
If you were part of a young family thinking about moving to Alaska, would you go to Petersburg?
You know, I would. And one of the reasons I would is that it is small and it is isolated, but it seems to have a lot of quality infrastructure for such a small place. You know, we're just getting the new library. We've got a new fire hall. We've got a beautiful aquatic center. I think that we're a pretty neat community.
Young Alaska Families isn't the only list Alaska's Little Norway tops. Petersburg is the highest vote-getter in a yachting magazine Facebook poll. It's asking about the top 10 yachting towns in America, and right now it's outpolling the other 9 cities, including Seattle, New Orleans, and San Francisco. By the way, Dwyer hopes you'll go to the magazine's page and vote for the city of your choice. That's as long as it's Petersburg. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from the number one city for young Alaska families and maybe for yachts. How about young Alaska families on yachts? Oh, never mind.